Yo, what's going on, everybody? Young Ben Miles right here, signed in with another podcast episode. Just as usual, want to thank everyone for tuning in and listening. I greatly appreciate it. Also, just want to shout out the YouTube right now. Also, Young Ben Miles, if you would like to subscribe, check out some content on there, like something on the channel, would greatly appreciate that. Also, recently just I don't want to say launched because it wasn't like no countdown or nothing, but I created a online store and it's live now. I only have two things on there and they're ebooks. But when you get the chance, go to the Instagram, Young Ben Miles. Maybe I should put that in the description of this. I should. Young Ben Miles on Instagram. It's in the link. And it's a coloring book, adult coloring and children, and a book that is about fasting. And it's 9 tips that I think can really help us understand how our body works when it comes to food and digestion. What is fasting? Also, I added the main essential oils / vitamins that I'm using and taking right now to, you know, maintain my body during these unique times. I'm not dependent on anybody else to maintain my health but me, my own knowledge, and just going from there. Because it's, as you can see, bro, like, who else is going to do it for you? Like, when I think back now, it's like, how do we make it this long on just Western medicine and pills and taking shots? And it's just like, wow, we really have depended on others to take care of what we should have been doing on our own. So, yeah. I've been fasting maybe for 4 years now, like the intermittent fasting, between 1 to 2 meals a day, working out 4 times out the week. Just active all the way around. Like, we just not sedentary. We don't live that type of lifestyle. So, yeah, with that being said, check those out, guys. The fasting book is only $3, I want to say. The coloring book is $7 just because it has so many damn pages of coloring. It's an ebook, so the PDFs in there are printable. So you just print it out. You can be with you. You can be you and your kids, whatever. Just coloring is very, very soothing. I mean, I don't know. It you don't always want to have a, I guess, technological form of entertainment. Sometimes you want just something that's chill, relaxed, vibe, some music in the background. And then when you're done, you look up and you're done. Man, frame that shit and put it up. Like, these are some cool pictures, abstract art, psychedelic type art. So tap in, guys, for real. But today, I just wanted to be very light today. Wanted nothing special, crazy, but we just had a cool Saturday yesterday. It's on the entertainment culture side of things. Firstly, that Versus between Soulja Boy and Bow Wow, that shit was dope, bro. It wasn't what I was expecting initially. I do think they did a great job in promoting it. It stayed friendly for the most part, which I don't mind. Both of these guys are legends in their own right. They both had their time in music where they was hot. Everybody knew who they was. So it was more of a them getting their flowers type of thing, being able to reperform some of their best tracks and hits. I thought it was cool. I saw a lot of the comments. Everybody, dang, this bringing back middle school memories. Definitely for me, because I ain't gonna say I grew up weird, but my folks wasn't big on us listening to music outside of gospel. It's so crazy to think back on that now. You know, like, I only could listen to gospel music, literally. So, hearing them songs, I remember, like, being in my bed, having a sneaker radio to bed, playing it soft, just to hear the top 8 countdown on V103. Like, just to hear something different, just to hear some rap, some hip hop, something I can really dance to and shit. So, that brought back a lot of memories for me. Also yesterday, we had, this was actually in Atlanta, a pretty big boxing match between Gervonta Tank Davis and Mario Barrios. Really, really entertaining, good fight, bro. I love boxing. I love MMA also. So I'm really into combat sports. I feel like my interest has heightened over this past year and a half, maybe because I'm getting more into that, like, warrior-like mindset and spirit, you know what I'm saying, taking on things and not being scared. And these guys have to consistently have that. You know, it's their livelihood. It's their family's livelihood when they go out into that cage or that ring. So, seeing Gervonta yesterday, of course I was going for him. He is a young black man like me, on top of the world right now. Got the belt back at the 140-pound weight division. So it was just good to see. I feel like he put on a good performance. I was kind of worried because Barrios was a bigger fighter. I didn't really want to see Tank take a lot of punishment that he has in previous fights. Sometimes I feel like he gets a little too anxious and looking for his big shots, and that opens him up to receive shots. But I saw a more patient fighter last night, picking his shots really well and being patient, because the fight ended up going until the latter rounds, to the 11th rounds. It was only a 12-round fight. So it was just cool to see how he's maturing. And then, of course, you got to watch the post conference and shit like that. It was just dope to see how he's, you know, just even speaking in front of the people that are asking him questions. The media now, very humble, very humble. And it's hard not to hate on the man. So, I mean, it's hard to hate what he's doing. The fight was in Atlanta. I feel like he's making Atlanta his second home at this point. So, congrats on that, bro. Another bag secured. And, you know, you just keep doing it bigger and bigger and bigger. Tonight, oh my God. It's been a good weekend in the A. I'm thinking about it. Had the fight last night. The Hawks play tonight, right? Correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm thinking the Hawks play tonight in the A. In the A, what? Yeah. Ice trading this thing. I'm excited, bro, like, for the Hawks. Anything extra at this point, man, we just grateful. We did not even expect, my God, this type of season from these boys to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. No one predicted that. No one. I don't care who you were, type of analyst. You didn't predict that. So, we just happy. We got a little something to cheer for. So tonight, I'm thinking they're going to come out with a lot of energy and, you know, go ahead and get one in Atlanta, you know, put the series up 2-1. So, need a good game from everybody. Trey, Herter, I'm not too sold on Herter yet, but he has been playing well. John Collins been playing solid. Capella, we need all them guys tonight, so. Looking forward to it. I don't even know what time to start. But that's all I really had right now as far as entertainment and culture. I'm gonna come back later with my guys, and we're gonna talk some more stuff, probably more so in the fashion world, and arts and creativity. But until next time, guys, keep doing what you're doing. I love you guys. Keep pushing.